Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're starting at the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. Zok the Mishnah, Mashbi ani aleichem im loy tevoyu v'teiduni she'omar ish ploini li ten li masayim zuz v'loy nosan. Don't you remember yesterday, right after the daf, Wednesday morning, Reuven says to two Edom, remember we were all standing together, Reuven and Shimon, and the two Edom, Yankel and Beryl. Don't you remember that Shimon said to me, to Reuven, that he's going to give me a present of $500 today. Today, meaning yesterday. He's going to give me $500 present. You remember? Oh, see, two Edom, he asked the two Edom, do you remember that? And they deny knowing anything about it. Well, you were there, you heard it clearly. How can you deny it? We didn't hear anything. And then they make a shvua, mashbi ani aleichem. I want you to go and swear that you didn't hear it, because I know you did hear it. Mashbi ani aleichem, leitavoy v'teiduni, that you're going to come and be meyed, that you're going to go and testify. She'omer ishploini, that Shimon said to me, leitan li mosayim zuz, to go and give me two. I said, 500. Okay, only $200. Inflation went up to 500. V'lei nosan, and he didn't give it to me. He still hasn't given it to me. I want you to come to Bezin and go and be meyed in my behalf, that he didn't keep his word. And they made a false shvua saying, we weren't there, we don't know what you're talking about, we don't know anything. And then when it comes Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they start having Hirhurei Tshuva, and they start saying, you know, during the year we did a couple of sins here and there, and one of them was that we made a false oath that we said that we didn't know, but we really were there. Okay, so under normal circumstances, the Torah says that if the person made a false shvua se'edus, that at the end of the day, when he does tshuva, he has to go and bring a korban.
Olav yoreid.
Says our Mishnah, no, in this case, are the Turin. They are potter, they're off the hook. Why? Shein chayoven ela al tvias mamoin kippi kodrein. So we already went through yesterday, the whole shakla b'taria, that we learned, we had a four-way machloikis in the Braisa, between Rav Lezer, Rav Akiva, Rav Yosef Aglili, and Rav Shimon. What's the source? That you only chayv a korban olav yoreid on a false shvuas eidus when there was a tvias mamoin. Our Mishnah continues on one step further. It's got to be a tvias mamoin of something that pre-existed this whole incident, as opposed to a new promise to go and give money. Why is that the case? Well, we'll see Mishnah and Gemara shortly, because we learned techta. We had that Gemara yesterday. We have Gzeir Shava. Just like by the Tvias Mamin, by the Pikodin, it's a Pikodin. Oy b'sesumas yod. Oy b'gozel. Oy oshek asanis. We're talking about pre-existing financial obligations that the person had taken a Pikodin and he didn't return it, or he took a loan and he's not paying. He stole, or he didn't pay the employee's wages. These are things which are already all historic, so to speak. Here, the financial obligation is prospective. He says, I'm gonna give you. And guess what? He's not giving. Says Rashi, he changed his mind. Apparently no kinyan was made. He said that I'm gonna go and give you a present. He changed his mind, he decided not to give him a present. Is that a nice thing to do? No. Does he get a Misha Para? Perhaps. But certainly it is not binding in the sense that if there was no kinyan, he said he was going to give it, and now he's not going to give it. In English, they call it an Indian giver, or something similar to that. If not an Indian giver, so some other, maybe that's no, not the right... Yeah, I understand. Indigenous American population giver. Yeah, I quite understand. Whatever. Anyway, the point of all, you look at the top, Rashi, Otvias Momen Kippi Kodin, She'ilu Ha'iduhu Ha'yumachayven Oisei Momen. What happens if, in fact, they did not lie, and they didn't make a false shvua, but they would come to Bezin and say, Bezin, we were there! We heard with our own ears Shimon saying he's going to give a present of $200 to Reuven. Avozeh im heidu lo'hoyim achuyev. Even if they said in Bezin, yes, we were there, and he promised, ha'yocholoyim achazrani bi, he can go and say, I changed my mind. And since he was not financially obligated other than his statement that I'm going to give, you know, he said he's going to give, and now he withdrew. He's going to be benevolent and beneficent, and he's not going to give. Is it a nice thing to do? No, but it's not financially binding on him, and therefore these two Edom are potter. They do not have to bring a korban.
What about Lo Yachal Dvaro?
No, the Yachal Dvaro is referring specifically to a shvur. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking about the person who didn't make a shvur. He just said, I'm going to go and give you $200 later today, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And
so
he did not
renege without any
halachic ramifications or repercussions, other than the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that there's something known as a Misha Parah. Misha Parah means we give him a Misha Beirach, we tell him, you're a bad guy. You shouldn't do things like that. It's unethical. It's immoral. But that's it. Continuing the Mishnah. Now, this is a very generic open door where he says to two people, you know, you're good, my good friends, I want whenever there's going to be an opportunity for you to go and say Eidus, I want you to go and say Eidus for me. And they said, Mister, we are not Eidim types of guys. We make a shvur, we're not going to say Eidus. Now, there was nothing tangible at the moment. This is all kind of futuristic and perspective, Mashbi ani aleichem, I make you make a shvur. Kishitei duli, if and when you know Eidus at some time in the future, shetavoy v'tiyiduni. And they said, Mister, no, we're not going to, and they were makhish, and after that, they found out that they didn't know Eidus, and they didn't go, and they had made a shvur that they're not going to go. So I would think that maybe this would classify for a shvur, so Eidus, you have to go and bring a carbon oilu, v'yoyrit, ha'ilu b'turim. Why? It has to be a situation where the event occurred first, and then he's mashbiya them, as opposed to being mashbiya them, and then after that, the event occurred.
But this is pshita. This is not something that is a chiddush. The Mishnah that tells us it. They can deny anything that might happen in the future.
And they're going to making a shvur that they will not go and testify.
I don't think Bill's coming, so.
Okay, so you want to sit? That's fine.
Daniel, you want to sit over here next to your father?
Yeah, not only you don't. Yeah, he told me he wouldn't be able to come. We're delighted to have you. For this side is also good. Oh, whichever way, that's okay. You see from a different.
No, you are.
That's either way. Whatever makes you comfortable. We're delighted that you're here, especially together with your father. Oso vies beno biyom echad. It's tremendous. Exactly. Anyway, bottom line, getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us that even though these people made a bad shvur, in other words, they made a shvur that we're not going to go and say Eidus, you can stand on your head. And subsequently, they didn't know Eidus a day later, 2 days later. It could be that he expected something to take place. For instance, he expected that the next day, that there would be a transfer of funds in the form of a pikadoin, or in form of a sesumas yod, which is a halva, and he tells him in advance, I want you to be there, and I want you to go and say Eidus if and when it will become necessary. And they said, we're making a shvur that we're not going to say Eidus, and we don't know Eidus, and we're not interested in all the rest. Anyway, subsequently, they felt bad about the fact that they made this false shvur. What's the din? Hari l'pturin, they do not have to bring a karm. Why? Nisha karm eshvur l'Eidus, as opposed to the Eidus karm l'shvur.
Previously, we said that the shvur, this machayev korban olav yoreid, is a shvur of denial of Eidus. Here, there can be no denial of Eidus because the event
didn't
transpire yet. So it's not just a denial; it's also a refusal. Is that what the Mishnah is saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not halakhically significant because it's future. It's bearing on future. Okay.
Good. Next case. Omar the Beis HaKnesses, the Omar. He stood up in shul. Lavdafkin shul. He means in a public area. The Omar, he said, Mashbi ani aleichem. There are 50 people here in shul. Halavai, there should be 50 people here in shul on a Thursday morning. Anyway, so what happens is, he made a shvur on all of them. He said, Shim atem yoidim li Eidus, if any one of you know Eidus on my behalf. For instance, that a month ago, I lent money to Shimon, to Reuven, to someone else, and he's not paying me back. If any of you saw it, and any of you know about it, I'm being made, all of you, that you should go and say Eidus, and they made shvuas that they're not saying Eidus, and they're all potter. Why are they all potter? We're going to see in the Gemara that you have to miyached Eidim. You can't go and make this universal statement for 50 people. If any and all of you know Eidus for me, I want you to say Eidus, and I'm being mashbia you. That if you know Eidus, you have to come. And then people respond, yeah, we make such a shvur. Guess what? Since he wasn't miyached two particular Eidim for coming to him to say Eidus, he only said it to this large group of 50, or 10, or 20, whatever it is, they're potter. What's the reason for that? Again, we're going to learn it from a pasuk that you have to be miyached Eidim. Something similar that you see sometimes in chasanas, under the chuppah, that the rabbi says, you, mechutanim, are you miyached these Eidim to the exclusion of everybody else? And say, yo, 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 okay, very good. So there's such a kavan, such a an inyan of being miyachadena. We'll see more in the Gemara. Amal ishnai, majbi ani aleichem ish ploini u ploini, shem atem yoidim li edus, she tevoyu v'ti'iduni, shvua she'en, period. And then they said, shvua she'en oni milchoy edus, v'hem yoidim loy edus, eid mepi eid, oi shehoye echem en korav apostle, hari elu p'tur. Our Mishnah tells us that if he asked two people to go and say Eidus, and they made a shvua they don't know Eidus, and they knew Eidus, however, the Eidus that they had is not
admissible.
Is not admissible Eidus, either because it's Eid Mepi Eid, in other words, it's third-party hearsay as opposed to seeing it themselves, or they happen to be Krovim Apsulim. So therefore, they could not have been made in Bezdin anyway, so then they're Potter. According to this last case, Shoyechem and Karv Apostle, is the same thing that we had in the Mishnah back at the beginning of the parak.
Yes.
That the only din of Eidus is by Anoshim v'lei Noshim, Rechoikim v'lei Kroivim, Ksherim v'lei Psulim. Why does the Mishnah repeat this over here? That's the top choices as to read that Kasha. I've got the Gvar Shemanu de'enu yehegetz, but uyim lehoyet. Itzrech le'misni hocha da'filim yesh shloisha eid. V'ashnaim ksherim b'turim. What is the Mishnah telling us? What is Toysis telling us? Our Mishnah back on Daf Lamed, when we started the Perek, was talking about a case where there were only two Edom altogether. And those two Edom, at least one of them, if not both of them, were not kosher Edom, either because they were Psulim or because they were Kroivim. And so therefore they could not say this. So we said already in the first Mishnah that there is no din of Shavuos Eidus that pertains to them because they cannot say Eidus anyway. However, our Mishnah is talking about that there were three Eidim, and one of the three Eidim was a Karev Apostle. Two of them were kosher. So I would have thought, okay, so that third party, he cannot go and say Eidus because he's Apostle. But the other two can, and therefore I'm going to go and be Mashbiah them. And therefore if they go and lie when they are making their shvua, subsequently they're going to have to go and bring their carbon. Says our Mishnah, no. Since we have three, and Eidus Shabbatla Mitzos Shabbatla Kula, the third one cannot testify because he's apostle, automatically the other two are also disqualified from saying Eidus, and therefore they do not have to go and bring your carbon Oila V'yayr.
He wasn't Miyachet just two of them, he was Miyachet all three of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sholach Miyar Avdoi, Oy Shomalahem Anitba. We had this in the Gemara already before. What happens if the Toiveya wasn't the one that demanded that the two Eidim swear, but rather he sent an Avdoi, meaning a Shliach, the Nitva who was the defendant, said on behalf of the Toiveya, oh, you want to go and say Eidus? Let's hear it right now. You don't want to say Eidus? What's the din? Why? It's got to be the Toiveya, the one that is asking them to testify in Bezdin. He himself has to be the one that is Mashbiya them, not a third party like an Eved, and not even the Nitba, who's the other party to this litigation. He's got to be the Toiveya himself. How do we know? We'll see in the Gemara in another moment from a pasuk.
You know Shliach Adam Kamosa here?
Normally, how Gemara tells us, here we do not say Shliach Adam Kamosa. Zok Gemara, turn around. So now the Gemara from here until the next Mishnah is really just going over the Mekoyrois for the various cases that we had in our Mishnah, in which case all of them we said was Pturim, Pturim, Pturim. Now we're going to see the Mekoyrois for that. Turn around. Word for word, like the first case of our Mishnah, that someone, the potential recipient of a beautiful present, didn't get that present, and he said to the two Edom that had been present, I want you to go and testify on my behalf, and they refused to testify. Yochel Yehuch Hayom, I would think to be Chayiv, a carbon oil of the earth, Tamaloyim, a techta, techta, legzeira shavah. Nemerka, and techta. What did he say, techta? Nefesh ki sechta v'shama koil ola v'u eid oiro'o. What's the din? Imlayagiv and osavayna. So you have the word techta. V'nemalalon techta. What do you have techta? By the case of Shavuos HaPikodoy. Nefesh ki sechta mo'ol amal b'ashem v'chichish b'amisa b'pikodoy b'simasyon, etc. Ah, so I learned techta techta. Malalon b'tviyas mamen v'yeshloi. We're talking about a tviyas mamen that actually exists. It's a tangible past Tviyas Mammon, for a Pikadon that was not returned, for a loan that was not paid, for Gezel that was not returned, for employee wages that were not paid, etc. That's a Tviyas Mammon V'yesh Loi. Afkam a Tviyas Mammon V'yesh Loi. Masha Enkein, futuristic promises of giving you money. It's a tzvias mamon, but deval ein loy until he receives it. It's just a promise or just a commitment, but it's not cash in hand. Right, mashmi ani aleichem ki shetedli edus on the future, if and when you know edus. Tanarban mashmi ani aleichem ki shetedli edus shetuvoy v'ti yiduni, and they say no. Yochli yichayov, and I would think you'd be chayiv. Tamaloyim avishem akol ola v'hu ed oyra'a oyoda mishakadma edus lishvuav lishakadma shvuav leedus. It's got to be a situation where the edus, meaning the event which was witnessed, happened prior to the shvuah. Now he's saying, I know you were there, make a shvuah that you were not there and that you are not going to say this. For Yishakodman, not a situation like else, where the shvuah comes first, even before the event took place, before the ages. That doesn't work. Now, where do you see that in the pasuk? If anything, I would see in the pasuk, Yishama Koil Allah, Allah is referring to the shvuah, so that's the shvuah is first. Vu'ed, the ages comes number two. Our Gemara says, I learned from this pasuk, Mishakodma Eidus, the shvuah, L'choira, the lashon of the pasuk is that the shvuah comes before the edus. So what's that? What's the pshat in this drasha? So Rashi says that when it says in the pasuk aid means that he was already an aid, a pre-existing aid from before. See Rashi in the fourth line v'aid, fifth line she'aid ma'isisha. Oh, now it works nicely. V'shama koil olam. Going back to the pasuk, he is mashbiya him and says, "I want you to go and say edus v'aid," and he was tak already an aid before then. In other words, not something that didn't occur yet. He's already called an aid because he already witnessed yesterday or a month ago or a year ago.
It doesn't say yeah aid, it says who aid in the past.
Exactly. So who aid, he is an aid. Shehoya aid, says Rashi Yisrael, even before the person was mashbihim with the koil. Right, the next case of the Mishnah was that he spoke to 100 people. And they all make a shvuah. We said that that is not a shvuah that's machayev a karban. Omer Shmuel afilo edav beinayim. Even if the real edim that actually saw were among those 100 people, they're all potter. Even those edim, freitim or pshita. Of course, they're the guys that are potter. We're certainly not talking about those people that made a shvuah that they do not know edus. If they didn't know edus, that's a true shvuah. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even the people that knew the shvuah, and they made a, because, not the new shvuah, they knew the edus, but they made a false shvuah. So could I to Chimina, forget about the other 98 people. But these two people were among them, and they also joined in, yes, we make a shvuah, we agree, you're mashbiyas. So I would think that they would be chayiv, kamashul, and their potter. So Shmuel says, even with the edim b'neim, that's the whole point of the Mishnah. We're not talking about the non-edim, we're talking about the edim, that they're potter from having to bring a carbon oil of the earth. That they're standing right next to the mashbiah. It's as if he's addressing them. In other words, even though there's a large audience of 100, but the two people that he really wants to be the edim, that he knows witnessed, they're standing next to him. So therefore, I would think, although he's speaking in these broad terms, he really means these two next to him. Kamash Malon, since he wasn't miyachid these two, but rather spoke broadly about everybody in the audience, therefore it's not a binding shvuah for purposes of bringing a carbon oila to yard. Why taka? I mean, if they were there in front of him and
effectively facing them.
Exactly. Tanam Yahochi. The more is going to explain. We have a braisa. Ro siya shobani yadam. It means a whole group of people, typically, that they are traveling together. It doesn't have to be, like we had basic kinesis, you have a large group. Oim them, they're standing there, the edim b'neim, and the edim are among that siya. The omelahen. Mashbi'ani aleichem im atem yoidim li edisha taboye v'ti iduni. Almost word for word, the lashon of our Mishnah. Yochel yuchayyam, and I would think, v'chayiv tam aleime v'hu eid. V'hari lo yichid eidah. Oh, it's got to be v'hu eid. Not that he happens to be an aid, just because he knows the aid is, but for who aid he is crowned, you are an aid. He can walk around now with a big sign, I am an aid. You don't have to do that, you can buy t-shirts probably that says, I am an aid. And so therefore, you have to miyachad aidah for purposes of the shvuas ha-aidus to go and be machayev to bring a card. Yochla fila kol omar kol oindim kan. What happens if he didn't just address the multitude, the siya of Bnei Adam, or the people in Beis Knesses, and say, Mashbi'ani aleichem imatem yoidim li? But he said, Mashbi'ani kolo oimdin kan imatem yoidim li. But that's really different. Tamaloim avu eid, bari yichet eidav. Now, where were those two people standing that we spoke about? that were standing right in front of him. We're not talking about the people that's standing in back of the room, the 99th and the 100th person in the 20th row. We're talking about those people that are in front of him. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is talking about Tanya Nami Hochi, about 10 lines in the top of the Amid. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Af Al Gav de Gabayu Koi, even though they're standing next to the person that's being Mashbiya, they're part. With what's the right? Rosi Shomani Adobi Eidabene, Al Korchok Bide Koi Gabayu Koma. When we're talking about that they're standing next to him, Bide Koma Seifu, because the Seifu says that he made the Mashbiya on Kolo Oimden Khan, all of those people that are standing here, is a filu kolo imdin kan shma mino. I'm sorry. Tamaloyim evu aid. It's got to be this miyachet edav. Next Rashi har yichet edav. The kimin the omar oimdin kan. Since he is addressing the multitude and he's saying those people that are standing here, oisana oimdin etzlo yichet. What he had in mind really was the two people standing right in front of him, and therefore they are now chayoven. They would be mechuyev to bring a carbon oil of yored if they made a false Shvur. V'iloi pirishachi. However, if he didn't say kol oim din kan, but he just said, all of you, the masses that are standing here, I ask you to make a shvur that you don't know edus. V'iloi pirishachi. If he didn't use the term hu oim din kan, then behed yitana bereisha p'turim. That's why it says in the Eresha that you're part.
But he said kol ha'om din kan means everyone that's standing here.
Correct. But look, they have a Eresha and a Sefer. The first part of the Eresha was om lehen. Mashbiani aleichem im atem yoidim li edus.
No omdim kan.
No omdim kan. He just said, "Mashbi, everybody over here,
in earshot."
Exactly. That knows any edus. Tavoy v'tiyduni, come and say edus, and they all made a shvur that they don't know, including the two edim that actually do know. Says the price in the ratio, tamaloyim vu ed lo yichad edim, and therefore your pot. However, if he says and these two guys are standing right in front of him, they're oimdim kan, then he is miyachad the edim, and therefore they are mechuyiv to bring a korban if they made a false oath.
So he doesn't have to directly address them by name or say, just facing them,
mm-hmm,
and basically demonstrably being miyachad them through by facing them and addressing them, that's sufficient to mechayev them.
And to go and say the oimdim kan.
Right.
So then he's being miyachad them because he's referring to the guy standing here. Who's standing here?
And if they were sitting?
Then takadu would not be. It has to be his miyachad. And the, as you say, demonstrably, the demonstration is only complete if they're standing. Otherwise, the whole premise that the non-starter, there's no standing for that position.
The Gemara says no standing.
No standing. Omlishnai mashbiani alechem turaban. Omlishnai mashbiani alechem ploini. Ploini imatam yoidim li edisha tavoivati yaduni. Vein yoidim li edis. Eid mi pi eid. Oshahoye echem mehem korev li posel. Yochli yuchayev. And I would think that you'd be chayev, because after all, they know the edis. Tamaloyime im lo yagid venosa voinai. What's the pshadim lo yagid? Beruyin lahagoda kosmedaber. It has to be the type of testimony which is acceptable
and consequential
and relevant in a courtroom. And if you happen to be a korif or apostle, or you only know the edus from hearsay, eid mipiyed, that's worthless, that is not binding edus, so therefore the fact that they made a shvur and are denying their ability to be able to go and be made, they have no ability to be made anyway, because their edus would be irrelevant, inconsequential. And finally, the Mishnah said at the end that even if the Tiveya sent a shliach to be Tiveya them to go and say edus, that's not effective. It has to be pi ha Tiveya. What's the makar? Tana Rabban. Shalom b'yavdei. Oy she'om lehen hanitva. Mashbiyani aleichem shematam yudin li'edus she'toboi v'tiyadu. Yochli yuchayov. And I would think, that's okay. It doesn't have to be the Tiveya himself. Shliach shul odem kemoisai. Tamaloyim im le'yagid v'nosa avoynoi. Okay, so where does it say over here, what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? What does it have to do with the shliach? My Talmudah, so what's the limud? Reb Lozer. If you look up the pasuk, you'll see when the word loy is spelled a very interesting way. It's spelled lamed vov aleph.
Yes.
It's aloy mit avov and aloy mit an aleph. What's the purpose of that double spelling, lamed vov aleph? So it's loy yaviksif. Im loy lo yagid v'nosa avoynoi v'mli acher lo yagid he's potter. We're taking the word loy, we're splitting it into two separate words, loy meaning to him, and loy meaning no. So im loy, if he, the Tevei himself, says to the Edom, come with me, you're loy, you're my Edom, I want you to come. And they said, loy mitan aleph, we're not coming, and they make the false shvua, then you're mechuyif. However, if it wasn't loy lo yagid, but it was to somebody else lo yagid, they said lo yagid to the shliach, to his cousin, to his grandmother, to anybody else, but not to Tevei himself, it wasn't a loy lo yagid, it was somebody else lo yagid. And your
partner.
So they're excluding Shliach. Excluding Shliach. Even his own Eved is on Shliach. Shliach Neman makes no difference. That's the Gzeiros HaKosev. Imloy lo yagid. So that's a good trivia question. If somebody asks you, where do you find B'chol HaTer Kula that you don't say Shliach Shalom Kamoi Zay? Gabi Shmuas Eidus. You have other cases too, but this case. Yes.
The defendant in this case, though, is asking for Eidus that will relieve him of a financial obligation. Mm-hmm. He believes the Eidus that they're going to deliver will clarify him. He's not saying, he said, do you know Eidus about this transaction?
If that was the case, then the Nitba would be the Tevea for our purpose.
I see.
Tevea and Nitba doesn't just mean plaintiff and defendant.
So Eidim are not a neutral Eidim about the transaction. They're Eidim in support of one of the two parties.
Exactly.
And so one of the parts, so if they say, we don't have evidence that will support you,
mm-hmm.
that's the Shvua, and if they do have it, they're Chayiv, etc. Okay.
Exactly right. Zok the Mishtabait, Mashbiyani Aleichem, Mitzavani Aleichem, Oisarchem Ani. The Gemara learns in the Havamina that what the Mishnah is telling us, that although the normal way of making a Shvuah is by using the term Mashbiah, and here we're talking about not that he is making a Shvuah Lipi Atzmoi, but it's Lipi Acherim. The reason why the Mishnah, as well as the earlier Mishnahs, focus on Mashbiah Lipi Acherim, because that's the Loshon HaPosik. The Loshon HaPosik is V'nefesh Kisechta V'shoma Koil Ola. What does that mean, Mishama Koilala? He heard some sort of curse going out over there, who ate, and he was an aid to that, or raw yoda, na. Mishama Koilala means that the Tevea, the one that wants him to come and testify in Bezdin, he makes a Koilala, and we'll see in the Omid Beis that the word Ola in this connection is a synonym for the word Shvua. It says, by a Soita, Vishbi HaKoine Seisha, Bishvuas HaOla. So Ola, in this connection, in the Torah, is referring to that somebody's mashbia him. And that, of course, is the loy, that is the Toivea, saying to him, if you do not want to testify, I want you to go and make a shvua, and I'm going to make the shvua for you, mashbia ani aleichem. And if the person says, he repeats after him, without using the word shvua. For instance, he's mashbia ani aleichem, shetavoy v'tiyuduni, and they say, loy noid v'loy, loy novoy v'loy noid. They didn't use the term mashbiah, but that's the mashbiah that we're talking about in all of
these. Is that the low, the lamet vav aleph, or the regular
low? How do they spell it?
How are they spelling it when they're enunciating it?
They're saying aloi mit an aleph to the
loy
to the tevea, who's the loy mit avav.
Got it.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I see you really got it here. You're a loy. You have it in your possession. Loy belongs to him. Other people may not understand here, and they would be aloi mit an aleph. Okay. Anyway, continuing on. So the Gemara learns in the Havamina that these are all synonymous terms. Mashbiyani Aleichem, I, the Tevea, are mashbiyah you to come be made, or Mitzavani Aleichem, I'm being Mitzavah you, or Oisarchem Ani Aleichem, the word Aleichem is missing, but the same thing. And that Lashon of Oisarchem comes from the Lashon of Lesser Iser Al Nafshay. So that's also to be Ma'aser, a Lashon of Shvur. So in any one of these three cases are Elu Chayofen, then you're Chayef. Now the Mishnah from here until the end of the Mishnah is going to deal with what we call kinuyim. Kinuyim means that there's certain shemes of Hashem which are clear cut, and there's certain names which are not really Hashem's name, but there are indications that he's referring to Hashem's name. The Gemara calls it kinuyim, like secondary names of Hashem. And then the Mishnah starts off with something which is not even a secondary name of Hashem, even though he may have in mind Hashem. So for instance, he goes over to them and says to them, Chevra, you're telling me you don't know Eidus? The heavens and the earth, you do know Eidus. And they repeat, heaven and earth, we don't know Eidus. How do Eilu B'Turim? So don't think that that's a reference to Rabban Shalom, even though maybe that was what he had in his mind. But the words are not sufficient to go and constitute a Shvua. Now, although the Mishnahis until now have not focused on the fact that you have to add the name of Hashem, but our Mishnah tells us that this Shvuah Se'edis, and presumably all the other shvuos that we learn about in the Torah, whether it's the shvuos bitui or the shvuos hapikad, all of these wonderful shvuos, these shvuos have to be made with Hashem's name. What's the reason why that has to be made with the name of Hashem? We'll see in the Gemara. One of the psukim is, of course, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav Kilo Yenake. We're talking about in a case of making a shvuah, don't use Hashem's name in vain in your shvuah. So, if he says Shemayim Va'aretz, you're potter. If he says, however, I mashbia you in the Aleph Dalet, referring, of course, to the Lashon of Adnus, B'yudke, referring to the Shem Havai, Yudke Vavke, the Mishnah doesn't want to spell it out because we don't want to say even in the Mishnah Hashem's name in vain. But the Aleph Dalet is the reference to the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Yudke is referring to Yudke Vavke. Or, now we're now talking about not the real essential names, these are the Kinuyim names, like Shakai or Tzvokois, Chanim V'Rachim, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Yemes, V'chol HaKinuyim, all of these types of Kinuyim, Hare Eilu Chayovin. That's enough for purposes of being Mechayiv him with that Shvuah. The Shvuah is binding in the sense that if he violated it, and then afterwards he does Tshuva, he's going to have to bring his Korban Oil of Yart. And similarly, since we're talking about Hashem's name, HaMekal B'Kulon is Chayiv. If Chas HaShom, someone curses Chas HaShom Rachman HaTzlan, the Shem Hashem, doesn't have to be using the Shem Hashem, even if he says exactly, even if he says Shakai, Tzvokis, and all these other names, it also chayav divra meir v'chom fightercham. Say no. It's got to be taki yosi es yosi yud kevovke. All the others, maybe aleph dalet nun yud, but not the others. The others are just kinuyim. Hamikal of the imoy says in the pasuk, hamikal of the imoy mois yumas bekulan. Any one of them. It's not just you're cursing. You're saying the cursing of the name of Hashem. So it doesn't have to be the name of Hashem. I curse Chas HaShalom, person's parents, with the name Chana V'Rachim, or Shakai Erech Apayim, Mikulan, all of these are Chayv, Tivremeh. It's from Melech Shitas, it holds Kinuyim as the same status like Hashem. Chum Poitre Chum, just like they said Potter before, they say Potter here. What happens if a person Mekal Atzmai, someone's Mekal himself, Mishiganah, V'Chaveri, or he's Mekal his friend. You're not allowed to Mekal somebody else, not only not Mekal Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch, or your parents, you're not allowed to Mekal anybody. Says the pasuk, "Lisa kalil cheresh." If neiva leisitein mikshal, even though the pasuk refers to a cheresh, the Gemara says lav dafka, because we have another on the other extreme. Cheresh, of course, is considered the cheresh of a cotton from the lowliest of the classes of Klal Yisrael. And you have a nasi ba'amcha leisar. Nasi ba'amcha is referring to either the king or someone of nobility, some very great leisar. So we learn from the two together that includes everybody in between. Not only the highest level, the lowest level, but everyone else. So if a person mekal chaveroi, bekulon, using any one of these kinuyim, oiver beloy sesa, he's oiver on a lav of lisakal chedish, or that nosim amcha leisar, he oiver lav.
No machlokas, Rameir and the Chacham, everyone's on the same
page. So it appears. Right, the pasuk says, now yakcha Hashem elikim, the goyin, the grot takes out the word, elikim yakcha Hashem, v'chein yakcha elikim, Zuhi Olaksu Batoira. What is this all about? If you go to the Toicha, which we learned 2 weeks ago, it says Yakcha Hashem Bashechefes Bakadachas Bchalasinayim Divas Nofesh. It's a terrible, terrible curse. As we know, that's what the Toicha is all about—a bunch of curses. Rachman Litzlan Im Loi Sishmuli Vahalachtim Imi Bekeri Vahalachtu Yani Gamani Bekeri, and then you have Nebuch, all of these the Toicha. So what about this Yakcha Zuhi Olaksu Batoira? This is considered to be a bona fide Allah, so presumably that would be enough for the Shama Koil Allah for purposes of the Shvuah. However, this is like a double negative. He's saying, if you're going to go and say Eidus, and you're going to say Eidus on my behalf, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu should, Al Yakecha, he should not hit you, and you should be blessed, and Yeitivlach. Now, if the person made a Shvuah based on this to double negative, not on Yakcha Hashem et an Ola, but Fakert, if you're going to participate and you're going to be good guys, you're going to have a bracha. And then they made a false shvuah, Ramei Machai, Ramei said, that's also enough. So Ramei, in a sense, Lishitosa, he doesn't have to be 1,000% Shem Adnas, Shem Abaya, even Kinuyim, and even reverse Kinuyim, where he says, Al Yakcha, that's enough for your shvuah, v'cham paitrim. They say, no, that's not enough. We're going to learn much more about each one of these shitois in the Gemara Yetishem. Anyway, we started off the Mishnah, Majbi'ani Aleichem. And then we said, Mitzavani Aleichem Mitzarchem, etc. Maika Omar, what's Pshat here in the Gemara? Rav Yehuda Achik Omar, Mashbiani Aleichem, Vishvu Amur Batayra. Mitzavani Aleichem, Mitzavo Amur Batayra. Oisarchem Ani, Vishvu Amur Batayra. That's how he addressed the two Eidim. Each time he said Mashbiani Aleichem with a Shvuah written in the Torah, meaning a reference to the Shema Koil Allah, or Mitzavani Aleichem Mitzavo Amur Batayra, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah. Now, where is the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzavah? So Rashi says in the Parsha of Nedarim, it says Eila HaMitzvois, Ashetziva Hashem Es Moshe, etc. So you have over there Loshen Tzavo. That does the trick. Oisarchem Ani BiIsra Amur Batayra. Rashi and the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk, but that's the pasuk that says that lesser isar al atzmoi lo yachel devoroi, etc. At the beginning, ishki yidor nedel Hashem oishova shavua lesser isar al atzmoi. So lesser isar is also a lashon shavua. I am making you make an isar upon yourself. In other words, a shavua upon yourself, akin based on the isar umbatayra. Those are the explanations of these three. Mashbiani Aleichem, Mitzavani Aleichem, Yisarchem Aleichem. Omli Abai, Eloho, Mitzvani Rebchia. Rebchia has a braisa where he adds one more. Koivalchem Ani, Hari Elu Chayovin. If he says to the two Edom, Koivalchem. What is the Lashon Koivalchem? Rashi brings a posik towards the end of Tillim, which we say in the Halalukas, Asira Lechavli Varzel, what is chavli varzel? We normally think of chavli with a ches. Ches would, of course, mean ropes. Here, chavli means chains, which, of course, are similar to ropes. It's pronounced the same way, at least among us Ashkenazim, although I'm sure the Sfaradim have a different pronunciation on the ches. Yes, like they have in Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, so kaval chamani, that's also chayavin. Freitimora, koivu b'yaraisim miksif. Where do we find the word koivel? In connection with a shavua, memegla mashviani alechem, certainly lashon shavua. Mitzavani alechem, I have the Eila HaMitzvois in the parshim Nedarim. Isa, that's what Isa al nafshei. But where do you find koivu? And therefore elam arbay hachikomer mashviani alechem b'shavua, mitzavani alechem b'shavua, oisarchem ani b'shavua, koivalchem ani b'shavua. So says Abaye, einachanami. None of these lashonis are effective unless you add b'shavua. Presumably, Mashbiani Aleichem, you don't have to say Mashbiani Aleichem Bishwa, because Mashbiya means Shwa. But Mitzavani Aleichem Bishwa, I'm not just Mitzavah, I'm commanding you. I'm commanding you in the form of a Shwa. I'm not just placing a prohibition. Isachani Bishwa. Kivalcham, I'm trying to tie you up with chains with a Shwa. Oh, so the machlok is therefore between Rabbi Yehuda and Abai is, are these terms themselves the legal equivalent of a Shwa? Or do you each time have to add an adjunct, an additional word, b'shvuah? I'm prohibiting you with the shvuah.
Supercharge them with the word shvuah.
Yeah, supercharge them with the word shvuah. Good. So only, yes.
I'm bothered by something. It says, Shemayim v'aretz harei lepaturin. We have in the Chumash, Hazinu v'shemayim v'adeir.
It's Shemayim imrei fi.
So we have in the Lashon of the Torah, we're so suddenly spoken so much on the Torah and the Torah's Lashon. We have the Lashon of the Torah saying that Shemayim and Aretz are, as it were, Edim.
Okay, so Miet Hashem, you'll see in the Amud Beis.
Okay.
Just wait, the Gemara is going to address Shemayim v'aretz shortly. Yishok Timor Yetz. In the Mishnah Tzev Yelef Dalet. These are kinuyim, not the first two, but all the rest are kinuyim, and these are all effective. Lememra, so based on what we just learned, obviously, that it's effective for a shvuah, so chana v'racham are names of a Kaddish Baruch. Or a mini, I'll ask you a kasha. We know that there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be mochek shem Hashem, you're not allowed to delete or chas v'sholem, go and cross out Hashem's name. So it says, not all names are created equally. So it says the price. Eilein shemish ein nemchakim kigoyin, keil, elikecha, elikim, elikechem, eka asher eka, aleph dalid, yud ke, shakai, tzvokai, sorry, elu ein nemchakim. All of these preceding names, these are all real, bona fide names of Hashem. You're not going to be machik. However, avol, Ha Godel, Ha Giver, Ha Noiraho, Adir, Ha Chozeko, Amitsu, Izud, Chanin, Verachem, Erech, Apayim, Verav Chesed. Even though you and I know that he's referring to the Rabbi Nishaloyim when he's using these names, nevertheless, Har Elim Chokim, because these are not bona fide actual names, these are descriptions of a Kaddish Baruch.
They're not exclusive just to Hashem. Other people are Racham, Mechan.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, even though typically these are used uniquely to refer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that he's the Erech HaPaim, he's Marachaf, he's the Rav Chesed, he's the godlike Giver of Anoira, all of these great terms, but these are not actual names, they're just descriptions of Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore you can be Moichik them after all. So L'choy HaVestira now. In our Mishnah it sounds like Chana Barachim, that's a real name, and that's why Mashviyani Aleichem, you can have that as part of the Shavuah. Here it's saying you can be moichik it, so to make up your mind, is it a real kinui? Is it not? Amar Abaye Masdisim b'mishu chanun b'mishu rachum ka'amar. Meaning, says Rashi at the top, lav dechanun shemhu. The name rachum chanun, those are not names; those are descriptions. But rather, when the person said, "I mashbiya you b'chanun b'rachum," he means to say b'shem mishu chanun. I am being mashbiya you in the name of that. Not individual, a person, but that entity, meaning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is the Rachum V'chanan. So therefore, he's not using Rachum V'chanan in the sense of the name, but also as a description. I'm referring to that ultimate being who is known as the Rachum V'chanan. That's the one. But not the Rachum V'chanan itself is the name of Hashem, and therefore you can be Mochek it. And our mission doesn't use it as the name of Hashem, but rather as a descriptive of the great Rabbeinu Shel Olam.
I'm just confused. Is the reason that the Mishnah is referring that way is because it's not an official name, or it's because it's just giving a description?
So that's a very good question. So that, in fact, is we have a minute of the Gemara. We have the official names, which no one can doubt, and that's the Shem Adnus and the Shem Yud Kei Vavke, that's for sure. The question is about all those other names, such as Chana V'Rachem, even though you and I, for instance, whenever we recite the Shloish Esra Midrash, which we just did now on Yontif, we refer to Hashem, Hashem Kerachum V'chanun Erech HaPayim. So doesn't that sound like it's Hashem's name? And that's why the Mishnah says that these are among the kinuyim that you can go and use when you're being mashbiyah someone. You don't have to have mashbiyah in your name of Hashem, a mashbiyah in the name of the Rachum V'chanun. So it sounds like these are real Mekoy official names of Hashem, right?
Maybe it's just because it's Mekoy, like... What about for names that other religions give Hashem, which you know it's referring to Hashem, would that have a different category, or that would be in the same category as the Kingdom?
Well, you're asking, for instance, using the term God, G-O-D, or
yeah,
the Almighty.
Or like how the Muslims refer to Hashem.
The good Lord.
Everybody knows that it's referring to Hashem.
Shadosh Gizer.
The question you're asking is excellent. I don't know whether the Gemara deals with it. Maybe we will in the next couple of days. But certainly in Halacha, they deal with that, whether foreign words that are referring exclusively to God, whether or not that would have the same halachic status as the names, like we are saying in the Mishnah. Very, very good. Avish in Yiddish, exactly. Oh, there's a story about that, but we'll talk about it another time. What's the story? Oh, okay.
It's not that late. Go ahead. Yeah.
In between the First World War and the Second World War, there were about 10 Rishon Einikluch that all lived in Vienna. Who were those Rishon Einikluch? You had the Chartkova, you had the Stefaneshta, you had the Kapitschnitzer, you had the Sadegera, you had the Hushatna, all Einikluch of the same Rebbe, of the Heilige Rishna. So my father's Chana Vruch used to tell the story that there was one building where you had two of the Rebbes living. One lived on the second floor, and one lived on the fourth floor. And there was a Yid that needed a Yeshua, so he came knocking on the door of the Rebbe of the second floor. He gave him a klittel, and he gave him a pidyon, and he poured out his heart. And the Rebbe said to him, "You know, I'm just a boss of a dumb. I'm powerless. Everything comes from the Eibishta. Everything comes from the Eibishta. Eibishta in Yiddish means from the one above." So the Yid said, "Okay, Rabbi, thank you very much." Closed the door, and he went to the fourth floor. He went to the second Rebbe. And the second Rebbe, being a cousin or whatever of the first Rebbe, after the person poured out his heart, he told him the same thing. "You know, I'm really nothing. It's all in the hands of the Eibishta." He said, "Rebbe, this is the last floor. There is nobody living above this. You're the Eibishta. You're the ultimate. You're the highest one. The Eibishta, meaning the one above. You're the one above. I went to the guy below, you know, the Rebbe on the second floor. You on the fourth floor. That's it. It doesn't go further." So you can use the Eibishta both referring to God Almighty, and you can also refer to the one living above you, the Eibishta. Anyway, he said Eibishta, which is just a literal form of saying Eibishta is Eibishta.
So they're synonymous?
absolutely synonymous. It's not only synonymous.
In English,
it's a different pronunciation.
Use a capital letter to designate.
Okay,
you
good.
Know,
yeah, but
right.
That's if you're in writing. But I'm saying orally. I say God with a big G as opposed to a small G. Okay. Anyway, let's continue.
Aleph and Lomit the Vav.
Exactly. So Omer Abay, Masisin Nami. So what did the Gemara answer? Gemara answer Masisin Bemishu Chanan, Bemishu Racham. Not that he's saying that Hashem's name is Racham Chan, but rather he's saying I mashbi you in the name of the Almighty, ultimate being who is referred to descriptively as the Racham or the Chanan. So not that that is an actual name, like Rashi says, Lav the Chanan Shemud. It's not the name of Hashem, but it's a description telling us about how great and how glorious and how merciful and compassionate the compassionate one. So not that the compassionate one is Hashem's name, but it is a way of describing Hashem to people to explain. That's what I'm referring to. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to be moichikin, because it's not an official shame, it's just a description. So now we get back to Barry's question of about 10 minutes ago. Why don't we say, wasn't that your question?
And also the Torah itself,
yes. Rashi in Chumash on the Shemayim V'Adamei, Rashi says it's referring to that Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, or Moshe is speaking the name of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, that who are going to be the Edom if you guys are going to listen to the Torah or not. All Bas of Adams pass away, maximum 120, but the Shemayim Ba'aretz are eternal,
right.
And they will be able to be made whether or not you're keeping the Torah or not.
And it's very appropriate, because we're talking about Edus. If she was an Edus, I thought Shemayim Ba'aretz would be a very good...
But Shemayim Ba'aretz in the Pasuk is not referring to Hashem, it's referring
right.
to the literally
Edom,
Shemayim
right.
Ba'aretz. Anyway, Sigmar says, why don't you go and say the same thing, just like you say, Hashem is the Racham, Hashem is the Chanan. You should say the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that possesses the Shemayim Ba'aretz. Everything more hochi yashda nishkarai. Also, keeping the leka midi achrina the ikri racham chanan. Nobody else is called the compassionate one, the merciful one. Who has that description? The one is Rabbi Yisrael. Is vadim mishu chanan beracham chanan vadim. Vadim mishu racham kamer. Therefore, unquestionably, we understand when he uses the term chanan beracham, he's referring to Hashem. Hocha keeping the ikri shemayim ba'aret. Since there is a heaven and earth which can be used to describe the heaven and earth. The compassionate one, there is no being except for the Rabbi Nishlev. But Shemayim Ba'aretz, there are heavens and there are on earth. Gesundheit.
Right.
We are now sitting on planet earth, right? And we can look up to the sky and we see the Shemayim. So therefore, it could very well be that when he is making the Shavuah, he's saying, the heavens and earth should be Edom that you're making this full Shavuah now. Not referring to Hashem. So therefore, no Raya. Turn about. Yes.
Also, they're saying that the issue with the Mekulim is because it's a big voice, it could be referring to something else.
Mm-hmm.
If you say so, don't you get in the realm of another problem that you're referring to anything else that's not Hashem?
Mm-hmm.
With the Mekulim of Hashem?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be problematic itself if you assume that you're referring to something else?
I'm not sure what you mean.
If you're referring to something else that's not Hashem with
right.
the Mekulim of Hashem,
right.
wouldn't that be problematic itself?
If a person is majbiya, he caused somebody else to make an oath. I want you to make an oath in the life of this table and this chair. It's kind of silly to use that terminology, but if you do it, it is not binding.
But
it's not
different than saying heaven and earth, because who else it's above heaven and earth?
There's nobody else above.
Are you assuming that there's like some other force that...
No, he's just making a shvua, you're telling him you make a shvua, in the existence of Shemayim Ba'aretz. Just like you know that there's a Shemayim Ba'aretz, I want you to make a Shavuah to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So he's not referring to Hashem. He's just saying, just like you acknowledge there's a Shemayim Ba'aretz, acknowledge that you know Eidus. No, I defy you. I do not know Eidus. So I might think that this is a binding Shavuah. The answer is no, because he didn't use Hashem's name at all. Okay? So you more about the Torah Rabbanan. Kosev Aleph Lamed Me'elikim. He intended to go and write Hashem's name, that full name Elikim. But he only wrote the first two letters, Aleph Lamed. We know, of course, Aleph Lamed itself is a name. That's the name of Kael. Then he wrote Yud Kei from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he only said, but that's Ka, that's itself. Harizeh Ein Nimchak. Even though his intention was not to write Kael and Ka, his intention was to write Elikim and to go and write Hashem. But the Maisa, these are names. So therefore, Ein Nimchak. On the other hand, if he intended to write Ishakai, and he wrote Shindalid from the word Shakai, Shindalid we know is. As an evil demon, or if you wrote Aleph Dalet Me Adoshem, what do you have Aleph Dalet? You have in the beginning of Bereshis, the Eid Yala Mena Oretz, a mist, exactly. So that's a word, but it's not a shame of Hashem. Or he wrote Tzadi Beis, a Tzadik and a Beis from the word Tzvokais, that's the word Tzav, which is similar to frog. It's one of the toad, it's one of the Shmoinish Rotzim, a Tzav, Vatin Chomas, etc. How is it Nimchak? Even though his intention was to write Hashem's name, but he never got there. He only wrote two letters which are not Shem Hashem, so then you can be Moichik, no problem. Rabbi Yosi says something fascinating, a big chidush. Tzvokais kuloi Nimchak. Even if you have the full word Tzvokais, and you have Hashem's name Tzvokais in the Torah many times, Shakai Tzvokais, Shem Tzvokais. Nevertheless, you can be Moichikit. Shlo Nikar Tzvokais, El Hashem Yisrael, Shemma Baitesi, Tzibon Sai, Sam Bnei Yisrael, Yeretz Mitzrayim. Meaning that whatever it says in the name in the Torah, Hashem Tzvokais, what it really means to say is Hashem, who's in charge of all of these legions of Klal Yisrael, who are his children, Bnei Bechor Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu has designated the Jewish people as his children, and so therefore that's what Tzvokais means. My battalions, my garrisons, my troops, that's Klal Yisrael. So therefore Tzvokais is not a name of Hashem, it's really describing that Hashem has these Tzvokais, this army of Jews. However, we do not physically. We do consider Tzvokais to be the name of Hashem, and that's why most people say Tzvokais and not Tzvoi with an Aleph, because they don't want to say Hashem's name in vain. Turn around. Any letter that is Tzugechepe means that it's added to Hashem's name, both in the beginning or end, you can be Moichik. For instance, Lefanav Ketzad, if it said in the Pasuk, La Hashem, you can la nimchak. The lamid nimchak, you can go and don't cross out Hashem's name, but you can cross out the lamid. Va Hashem, you can cross out the beis nimchak. Va Hashem, the vav nimchak. Me Hashem, mem nimchak. She Hashem, shin nimchak. Ha Hashem, hey nimchak. Ka Hashem, chof nimchak. All of these are lefonav, these are tofel. Tofel are additives, words, prefix, good. Prefix, him nimchak. La achrav, ketzad. Give me an example of la'achrav, which we also said is nimchak. You have a lekei nu. A lekei, our God is lekei nu. So you nimchak can go and be moichik the nu, the nun vav. A lekei hem, hem, hey, mem is nimchak. A lekei chem, chof mem is nimchak. That is the Tanakhama. Cheira moimrim, lefonov, we agree. You can take out the beis and the lamed, be moichik, but not the nu and not the chem. Why not? Because la'achrav ein nimchak shekvar kidshe Hashem. Since you attach it to the name of Hashem after the name of Hashem was already in print, in other words, when you started off the La Hashem and you only wrote the Lamed had no Kedusha whatsoever, even though ultimately you added on the Yud Kei Vav Kei, but since you started off with no Kedusha, it retains so little Kedusha that you can go and be Marchikin. However, when you're adding the new to L-A-K, so you already had Hashem's name, and now you're adding it to a pre-existing name of Hashem, so then it's infused with the name of Hashem, it becomes derivative. Part and parcel of the name of Hashem, derivative, too late, and from this point on, you're now no longer allowed to be moichik the letters at the end. We talk about like Achayim, that lefonav is okay, but not li'achrav, that is infused with the name of Hashem. Now, from here, for the next 20-30 lines, we're going to go through a whole bunch of references to names in the Torah or in Tanakh, where you could darshan lechoil or lekoidish, and the Gemara is going to tell us which one is right and which one is wrong. The first case, Lemushel by Avraham Avinu, we're all familiar with, because Rashi already deals with that in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. But then we're going to have many other cases, for instance, in Daniel, where the average individual is not that familiar, so we're going to have to review a little bit of the psukim. So the Gemara says, Kol Hashemis Amurim Batoira Be'Avraham are Koidish. Even though by Avraham we're talking about the three Malachim that were there, so perhaps some of the references may be to the Malachim and not to Rabbi Yishloim. Said, no, Kol Hashemis are Koidish Chutz Mizeh Shehu Chol. Which one is that? Shenemar. Vayoymar Hashem Imno Matzosi Chem Einecha. Then I'll know Sava Mi Alav Decha. Now this is referring to, according to this Mandi Amar, he's referring to the Malachim. And he's saying, Vayamar. Avraham Avinu is saying to the Malachim, the Rabbi Nishlalim is here, and therefore I am speaking to the Rabbi Nishlalim. And then when he's saying, Adoy Shem, he's not referring to Adoy Shem, he's really referring to my Adoinim, in a plural Lashon, my masters, the three Malachim. Stick around, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to call my wife, Sarah, she's going to go and prepare a lavish suda for all of you. Stick around. So therefore that Adoy Shem is not a Lashon Koil, it's a Lashon Choyl. And you don't have to say Adoy Shem, you can say the words written in the Torah. However, says Gemara, Chanina ben Achi, Reb Yeshua, Reb Loz ben Azariah, Mishum Reb Lozer Hamaydoi Amru. Avzeh Kodesh, no, this is Takad Hashem. Now, how do you understand the Pasuk? Hashem Emno Matzos Yechem Benecha Al Savor. So we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily, and Rashi already supplies the information now, that you have to split this into two. And he's saying, Vayomar. He was speaking until now with the Malachim. He's saying, Malachim, stick around. And now he says, Rabbi Nishalem, do me a favor. I have a great mitzvah, Hachnosis Orchim. I want to come back to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you're the Shechina itself. But nevertheless, let me mekayim the mitzvah, Hachnosis Orchim, and I'm coming right back. Now that sounds strange. The mitzvah Hachnosis Orchim is greater than Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina. So you more come on as the Hodyam Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav. Gedoy Hachnosis Orchim taki yoisim Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina. Kodesh Baruch Hu has supercharged the mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim, that's even greater than Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina. And therefore you can go and ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, please be moichel me, I'm going to take care of the Orchim, and I'll be back. Rabbi Yishlam, please stick around and don't go away. So who is Machadish? Command Koy says, like this pair that we just had now, that's Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Those two said that we're referring to, even here in this pasuk, to Kodesh, not to Chol, referring to Hashem, and not to the Malach. Okay, Kol Hashem is Amurim Beloit. By Loit we had a similar situation where the Malachim are coming, and again, sometimes referred to the Adoi. And the question is, are we referring to the Malachim, referring to the Bo Yishlam? All of them are Chol, Chutz Mizeh, the Falshu, Kodesh, and Emma. V'yayim Beloit, Aleim, Al No. And then it says Aleph Tal and Nun Yud, and under the Nun you have a Pasuch, which sounds like he's addressing the Malachim, and he's saying to them, Hine no matzo avdecha chen beinecha, vatagdel chastecha asher sisi modi, and therefore do me a favor, I don't have the strength to go all the way up to the mountaintops, go, let's just stick around here in Tzoyar, or Mitzor. Halei Mitzor hi, uschi nafshi. Let me go to a local town, I don't have to run up all the way to the top of the mountains, and save my life. So that's the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, and he's addressing the Malachim. He told us, Shnel, we have to go, we have to leave. Fine, but let's not go too far. It's a strain on my hips and on my knees, and I don't want to have knee surgery, etc., etc. Okay, so now, that would be the Pasuk Pshat. However, why do we say that this Lashon Al-No Adoy Shem is in fact a Lashon of Kodesh? Mishiyesh biyodeh lahomis alahachi ezeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why would Loit be pleading with the Malachim to save his life? The Malachim don't have any choice over here. They're on a mission on behalf of the Rabbi Nishlam. So therefore, he's really ignoring them. And he's saying, Rabbi Nishlam, do me a favor. I can't strain myself to go all the way to the top of the mountain. Let me go locally to this Tzoyar, which is Mitzar. It's only a short distance. Right, the Kol Sheimus Amurim bin Novois are Kodesh. Who is Novois? That's Novois a Yisraeli. Novois a Yisraeli was the next door neighbor of Achav and Izevel, and he had a beautiful kerem, and they wanted that vineyard. And he says, I'm not negotiating, give me $100 million, I'm not interested, because it belongs to my Elta Zayda, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem and of the Vilna Goyen, and therefore I'm not going to budge from my care. So Izevel, who we know was a very bad lady, she said to her husband, I have an Eitzah, how are we going to get hold of that care? We're going to hire two Bnei Blial, two lady gears, two nobodies, two shkutzim, and they're going to go and say Eidus that he, Novois, Beirach Elikim Bahamelech, that he went Beirach, of course, so it doesn't mean here a bracha, that he was Mekal, that he went and he was Chas V'Sholem. He cursed, blasphemed the name of Hashem, as well as that of the Melech, and once the Beis Din hears that, then they're going to say, it's Chayiv Misa, they're going to take him to the gallows, or skila, whatever.
Skila.
Okay, so you now that have gallows, you have to skila. What do you do after skila? You have to hang him on the gallows.
Hang him on a post, you know, hang him from the guy's neck.
Okay, fine. The gallows is dafkabin neck. Nishkan afkabin. The bottom line is, they're going to kill him, and once they kill him, guess what? Then the kerem will be available, and we'll take over.
What do you mean? Doesn't his Yorshim get the kerem?
If it's called Harugi Melech, or anyone's Harugi Malchus, it goes to the king. It's a penalty.
It's good to be the king?
It's very good to be the king.
Gemara in Sanhedrin asks Yerkasha, why was it necessary to go and add Melech? Why didn't you just say, Perach Elikim, and that would be enough to kill him? Because as you're saying, because then the children would go and get the, they would get the Yerusha, they get the kerem, they're probably all to say the same thing. Then we'd have to find agent against them. But the point is, since they testified that he also cursed the Melech is already, he can go and do whatever he wants, just like our new Melech that we have in the White House, you can sign whatever what he wants.
All that good stuff.
Exactly, eminent domain, they'll take over, no problem. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Kol Sheimus Amurim bin Novois are Kodesh. So when it says in the Pasuk, Beirach Elikim, even though the one that is speaking is Izevel, who was a was a terrible witch. But nevertheless, Beirach Novi Salakim is referring to that he was Chas V'Sholem Mekal D'Rabbeinu Sholem, so it's Lashon Kodesh. The Micha Choil. What's Micha? We know the Pesel Micha. Micha was not a nice guy. It's the end of Shoftim, and it tells us that Micha went and built what we'd call today a church or a temple for Avodah Zarah. And there often the term that is used in the Pasuk is Loi Beis Elohim. He owned an Avodah Zarah home. He owned a church. He owned a temple. So that Beis Elohim is not referring to the Avodah Shalom. That's referring to Chol, to an Avodah Zarah. So that Elohim is Chol. So all the names that you find by Micha are all Chol. Rabbi Lez Oimer, Ben Novi's Kodesh, that I agree with you. All the Beirach Elohim is referring to the Avodah Shalom. But Micha, Yesh Men Chol, Yesh Men Kodesh. Amul Azoi, Amul Azoi. Aleph Lamed, if you find Aleph Lamed, then that is Chol. Yud K, that is Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh, except for one case, She'alef Lamed Vu Kodesh. What is that? It says in the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Heyois Beis Olekim B'Shilat. So when he's saying Aleph Lamed, he doesn't mean Kale, he's referring to Olekim. So it says, Kol Yimei Heyois Beis Olekim B'Shilat, Kol period. So now, Shiloh is the place where the Mishkan was at that time. So what we're saying in the Pasuk is that the Beis Elohim that was owned by Micha, that of course was an Avodah Zarah place, and that's Chol, and that's why it's Beis Elohim. But since it also said in the Parsha of Micha that Beis Elohim stood for the same duration, the number of days, as the Beis Elohim B'Shiloi, Beis Elohim is the first referring to the Mishkan Shiloi, that's Beis Elohim, so that of course is Kodesh, and that is not Chol. Begivah is what we call Pelegish Begivah. Pelegish Begivah was a very terrible story, talking about Nebuchadnezzar, a young couple, Ama Pelegish, whatever, and then some Shkutzim from Binyamin came, and unfortunately they violated her, and then unfortunately she died, and then the husband went and sent pieces throughout the whole Klai Yisrael. I got some ice. We don't have to go through the whole Pelegish Begivah, but bottom line is that Klai Yisrael was so irritated, upset, and agitated by this whole thing that they decided to go and fight a melchama against Sheva Binyamin, to the point that the entire Sheva Binyamin was almost totally eradicated, except for 400 men which were left at the end. They wanted to kill them too. And then they had a change of heart and change of mind and said, does that mean that a whole Sheva in Yisrael will be obliterated forever? And therefore they agreed to allow young women to meet them and to marry them, and they had it. When was this? This was one of the six reasons given the Gemara for Le'yom Tov Yisrael, Chamishu Sma'av, that they allowed the Sheva Binyamin to reconstitute and to marry into Klai Yisrael. Anyway, so you have a bunch of Sheamus over there as well. Now we have a Machloikis. What are those Sheamus? Rabbi Lez Oimer Choyl, Rabbi Shua Oimer Kodesh. Now what's the basis of the Machloikis? So if you look in the Maaseh Pelegish Begivah, it says that Klal Yisrael asked three or four times, should we go up and fight against Binyamin? Should we go up and fight against Binyamin? The first two times the answer was, yes, you should go up and fight against Binyamin. And they fought against Binyamin. And Binyamin surprisingly won those two times. The third time they said, should we go up to fight? Or maybe Echtol, or maybe we should refrain from fighting. Now their answer was, you should go and you'll be matzliach. Ah, so now the first two times, why did they go up? And in fact, the third time they were matzliach and they won the war and they decimated Binyamin. Now the question is, why the first two times did they lose that they were not menatzeach? So it sounds like, says the Gemara, that they didn't ask Hashem, but the reference to Elikim in that parsha means that they asked Avodah Zarah, or they asked some choze b'kochavim. Sometimes you have the signs up, the hand readers and stargazers and guys like that, who of course are taking money fraudulently, but that's a separate story. But the point is that since the first two times they were also told, yes, you can go up, and they lost, apparently they didn't ask Hashem. So now the question is this choyl or koydish or blezer? Is this choyl or b'shua m'koydish? Omele or blezer? V'chimavtiach v'ena oise? How can you possibly say to be sure that this was koydish? Would they have asked Hashem, and Hashem says, yeah, you can go up, and then v'ena oise, and then they're going to lose the battle? Omele or b'shua? Mashivtiach osa. What they asked, they were responded to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered their question. The question was, should we go up? And Hashem says, yes, you should go up. However, they didn't ask as part of the question, and if we go up, will we win or will we lose? That they didn't ask. So Hashem didn't respond to that. However, there they did ask, whether we should go up, will we win or not? That is schema yon, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, go up and you'll win. Shenemar, Pinchas Malaz ben Aharon, Oyimilafana b'yom mehein, Leimar, he was the Kohen Gadol at that time. And they asked the Urim V'Tum, Ha'oisiv, oi, should we go again? This is already the third time. Let's say Slamacham in B'ni Ben Yaman Achi, Im Echtel. So the Im Echtel means, should I go or should I refrain? The first two times they didn't ask about refraining. They only asked, whether should we go? Here they said, should we go, should we refrain? No, no, don't refrain. You should go, you'll be Menatzech. Therefore they were Menatzech. So what Rabbi Shua is saying is, all the Lashonis, in fact, happened to be Kodesh. The fact that they lost the battle the first two times is
their own fault.
It's their own fault. They didn't ask properly, and Hashem just responded to their question. Should we go up? Yeah, you can go up, no problem. They didn't ask. Add Im Echtol, or it would be a bad idea, because maybe we'll lose. They didn't ask. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't respond to a question that was not posed.
Later on, David HaMelech one time inquires and says, should I go up? Will I? And then he also asks, will I win? He has a file. He learned this Gemara.
He learned this lesson.
He learned, he said. Let's, now,
Shir HaShirim, as we know, Shir HaShirim, when it says Hashem, when it says the word Shlomo, it's referring to the Shem Hashem. So, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo, as the Gemara dashens, Kosh Shlomo Amur M'Shir HaShirim, Kodesh. Why? Because what Shloimeh means, Shir Lemisha Shalim Shaloi. It means the one, the ultimate, the Almighty, that He is the one that possesses all peace. It's not Trump that will say, there'll be peace, and if they don't do peace, all heaven will break out. No, no, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can decide when there will be peace, there won't be peace. There Trump can stein auf den Kopf. That means he can stand on his head until Hashem decrees there will be peace, there won't be peace. Chutz mizeh, there's only one case where it says Shloimeh, and it's not referring to Rabbeinu Shloimeh, it's referring to Shloimeh Melech. Where is that? It says in the Pasuk, Karmi Shali Lefanoi, Ha'elef Lecha Shloimeh, Shloimeh Ledidei, Umasayim Lenoitim Esperiyah. So now, the Pasuk in its entirety, assuming that you have the Torah or Shalem, is Karmi Shali Lefanoi. The Meforshim say Karmi Shali is an endearing name, an affectionate name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Klal Yisrael, that they're like my beloved Kerem, my vineyard. Elef Lecha Shloimeh, 1,000 are for Shloimeh. Umasayim and 200 lenoitrim is period. 200 are for those that are going to tend and cultivate the pears. Now, what does that mean? So, the way the Gemara explains it now, we're going to see two explanations. But the first explanation is, ha'elef chashal shloimeh, which means, and we have that problem even today in modern day Israel, for different reasons, different motives, political, military, but we're not going to go into the politics. But the point is, ha'elef chashal shloimeh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shloimeh melech. I'm referring now to the masses of Klal Yisrael, Karmi Shali Lefanai. The Karmi Shali, my Karen means Klal Yisrael. Elef Choshleima, I give you 1,000 for troops for your military. Shleima Ledidei. Well, Messiah, in the period, and I keep 200 for myself. Who are the 200 for myself? Rabbanan, the Bnei Yeshiva that are going to go and learn Torah. So based on this, says Rashi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Shleima Melech is 5/6 can go to war, but leave 1/6 of the population to go and learn Torah full time, because that will give the Shemira for the soldiers that are going out to war. Okay, so it sounds like that this Shlema that we're referring to is Shlema the day. He's not talking to Hashem, he's talking to Shlema Melech. So that's what the Gemara meant, that all the names Shlema are Kodesh except for the Shlema, which is Chol. But stay tuned, we're going to get back to this in another moment. The Yesh Amram of say, I have another Shloimeh which is referring to Chol. What is this pasuk referring to? Says Rashi that Shloimeh Melech unfortunately was at war with Ashmedai. We know the whole story. Ashmedai, they got some ice. Anyway, Ashmedai was the chief of the bad demons of the Shindalit. And therefore, Shloimeh Melech says, I need Shishim Geborim Sovela, 60 warriors around me to protect me at night from Ashmedai. So again, that's Chol. We're talking about Shloimeh Melech, Mitas Shel Shloimeh. Shishim, Avzeh, okay, period. Freit the Gemara. V'yishom Avzechol, Avzeh v'leim boye heich. What are you telling me? Not only is the first pasuk chol, but this is also chol. It's kind of the other way around. He named Mitzvah Shishim Shloim, that zikr chol. Shloim Melech is the one that has a mita where he's sleeping and needs a Shishim Gebarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a bed that he lies down and he needs Shishim Gebarim Savala. So this is chol, and Avzeh, the previous pasuk about Elv Choshloim, that should be the Avzeh chol. Not that this is the Avzeh chol. Zokti mor avzevli mi boye heich. Zokti mor ela hadi o meshmuel. Malchus ediktola chad mishita bi alma loy miencho shenemar. Shmuel learned the pasuk the other way around. How did he learn the pasuk? Continuing shenemar. Karmi shali lefonai. Shloim is taka referring to l'machus of the rakia. This is referring to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And Rabbeinu Shloim says, the thousands are for my malchus, that they're going to learn my Torah. They're going to serve me. On Masayim, it's the sixth, l'noitim espiryo l'machus of the ara. That's going to be for your malchus, Shloim HaMelech, down below. Ah, so therefore, according to this pasuk, Shloim is not referring to Shloim HaMelech. Shloim is referring to the malchus, the rakia, misha, sholom, shaloi, the Rabbeinu Shloim. And therefore, the percentages are just the opposite. When you have 1,200 in Klal Yisrael, the 1,000 are the machusa derekia. They should go and learn Torah full time. And it's the 200 that should be inducted to the army, the machusa diara, that should be working either in the military or civil service on behalf of the melech down below. Ah, so getting back, therefore, to the previous Gemara that we went through quickly.
Good luck to you. Right.
Says the Gemara. Machusa diktola doesn't mean to kill, but it means that inducts in their military army one out of a six, the alma of the oilam leyamensha. That's the proper percentage or proportion. 1/6 is good for the military, the other 5/6 should be serving Hashem, avodas hakodesh, learning and doing mitzvahs, amalim tovim, etc., etc. Ah, so therefore, according to Shmuel, that lishloime that we're referring to is taka kodesh and not chol. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us now is the Yesh Omrim are not saying. So continuing the Gemara, we'll get back to Yesh Omrim in a moment. So the Gemara Shmuel loike Tanakama loike Yesh Omrim, both the Tanakama and the Yesh Omrim said pshat in the pasuk of Shloimoi, Elef Shloimoi, that is referring to Shloimoi as Chol. Shmuel is now arguing with these two Tanoim, both of them saying Chol, and he's saying that it means Kodesh. And therefore, Elohachi Kamar, how does Shmuel interpret the Yesh Omrim? He's saying the Yesh Omrim, Ze Kodesh, Vezehu Chol. We're adding two or three words, and the Yesh Omrim saying, no. That the Pshat in the Pasuk El V'Chashloim is not referring to Shloim HaMelech, it's referring to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And the Rabbeinu Shloim needs that 1,000 troops to go and do the will of Hashem and to go and learn Torah full time. Ve'u Kodesh. Ah, you're telling me that there's a Pasuk in Shir Hashim which is Chol. V'zeu Chol. I'll tell you which one is the Chol. That's the Mitasoi. In the Mitasoi Shloim, that's the Chol one. So not that Avzeh Chol, but that's Chol. Avzeh the El V'Chashloim, Avzeh Kodesh. The Chol, which is the Hinei Mitzvah Shishlam. So we drop two or three words, and according to Shmuel, now we understand what Yesh Omrim is saying. So to our right, Shmuel the Yomik Yesham. So both Shmuel and Yesh Omrim are saying the same thing, that the Shloim HaMelech in that Pasuk is Misha Shalom Shaloi HaKadosh Baruch. Right, says in the Pasuk, Kol Malchayu Amurim B'Daniel, Chol, Chutz Mizeh Shehu Kodesh. In Daniel, Sefer Daniel, he refers many times to the Melech. He's always showing deference to Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was one of the cabinet members or one of the ministers there in the office of the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, the Melech, typically referring to Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel. Except for the following. It says, Ant Malka, you the Melech. Melech Malchai, you are the Melech Malchai Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Di Elekosh Shemaya, you are the God in heaven. Malchusa Chasna V'Tokva V'Yakri Yohavlach. Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and give to your Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to give you strength and he's going to go and give you power. But the reference to Ant Malka is referring to Hashem. And you the Melech Malchai Amloch. V'yesh Omrim and others say, Af Zeh Kodesh. The following Pasuk is also Kodesh. Now it's in the Pasuk. Mori Chalma L'Sonach U'Pshara L'Orach. Although the Pasuk over here doesn't refer to Melech, it says Mori. But Mori in this connection means my master, and therefore it's the equivalent of Melech, and we're saying that this Mori is not referring to my master, the king, it's referring to Melech Malchim Lachim, the Rabbi Shlom. How do I know? Because it says the prior Psukim there talking about Nebuchadnezzar had a bad dream, and now Nebuchadnezzar said, Daniel, can you be poised the dream just like Yosef? Right? So what did Daniel answer? He said, Chalma, the cholim that you have, the soinach, should be thrown upon your enemies. Upshara and the pisroinach, aloim, la orach, should be also on your enemies. Orach and soinach are synonymous terms. Ah, so now, Leman Ka'amar, who is Daniel addressing? Is he addressing Nebuchadnezzar? He's looking back to Nebuchadnezzar, Ka'amalei, San Usei, Maininu. Who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar?
The Jews.
The Yin, Maininu, Yisrael. Melekolaitli, Yisrael, is Daniel saying to Nebuchadnezzar, don't worry about the Cholim, don't worry about Pisrein. Both of them should be thrown on your enemies. Those are the Jews. So therefore, Konach Nuzayin, Muzach Zayin is talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he says, Mori, Rabbeinu Shalom, Cholma L'Sonach, the Cholim that the Nebuchadnezzar dreamed should be on your son, Rabbi Yishmael, not Nebuchadnezzar's son, on your son. Ah, so therefore we have now two cases where the reference to Malka or Tamari is referring to the Melech Malchem Lachem. It's Kodesh and not Chol. But Tanakama, Lechayri is right. What does he do with that other pasuk? Tanakama, Sover, Soini Yisrael, Ika, Soini Yerv Zechom Leka. It's taka true that Nebuchadnezzar's major sonim were Klal Yisrael. He had many other sonim too.
Right,
said, there's nobody in life that only has one son. Everybody has multiple enemies. And so therefore, it's not referring to the Jewish enemies, it's referring to the Goyish enemies. Mm-hmm. So that pasuk could be referring to Nebuchadnezzar after all. The question is, should we stop here or should we go to...
Go to the end of the page. You always go to the end of the page.
Okay. Frey Tiamara, Ubekol Kinim Mari El Chayovin, on Ul Kinim Yer Chayov, or a mini. I'll bring you a ride from a Bryce in Nishtav, Zayit and Hashem Oysach Li Olav Vishvua B'Soich Amech. This is referring to a site. Ma Tam Aloymer, why does we need the Pasa Yit and Hashem Oysach Li Olav Vishvua? Ay, Valik Varnemba, before it says, Vishbi HaKoyne Se'isha B'Shvua Sa'ola, it already says. Why do we have to repeat it? Yit and Hashem Oysach Li Olav Vishvua. So, Dr. Yomara, what do I need this for? The Fish Nehmer says, by uns, in the Shvua Sa'edus, Vishoma Koyl Allah. What does Allah mean? Nehmer Kan, Allah, Vinemel Halon. Allah, in that other pasuk, Yitan Hashem Oysach Li Olav L'Shvua, Malalon Shvua Avkan Shvua, just like Olav and Shvua go together, these are synonyms, here too, when it says Olav means a Shvua. And Malalon B'Shem, that says Yitan Hashem Oysach, Yitan Hashem Oysach Li Olav L'Shvua, Hashem's name, Malalon B'Shem, Avkan B'Shem. And the Gemara is assuming B'Shem means to exclusion of the Kinuyim, only the Shem, because that's what it says, Yitan Hashem Oysach, Yitke Vavke, Adnas, but not all the other names. But in our mission says even the Kinuyim are good enough for purposes of establishing an effective Shvuah. Our mission taka holds Kinuyim. However, we have four psukim. We have Yishava. What's Yishava? So Rashi tells us, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim Im Leisholach Yodim Leches Riehu. That's when you have a machlokes between a mafkid and the shoimer. Shvuas Hashem. It says Yishava. Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. And then it says Al Tishava. Loi Sishbu Bishmila Shaker. Oh, and it says by Kalel. What does it say? Kalel Yitan Hashem Oisach Li Olav Lishvu B'Seich Amech. That's the pasuk by the soita. Yitan Hashem. And it says Loi Sekalel. Bein to kal kilas Hashem, kilas chaveray, leisa kal el chayreish, and you know, be mekal kodesh baruch hachas Hashem. So, zokti yimar, ma yishova b'shem, just like by yishova, it says the name of Hashem. Yishova, shvuas Hashem, tia ben shneim. And just like by izafleis yishova b'shem. Anytime you're making a negative shvua, like a shvuas edus, it has it with Hashem. Ma kalel b'shem, like it says by the klol, yitan Hashem, oisach lishvua. Thank you. So therefore, you see from that pasuk that the word Allah means a shvu, and you have to name Hashem's name, and not like our mission which said kinuyim, but even, not even, but it has to be the Shem Hashem, just like it says, Yitan Hashem oisach le'olav l'shvu, and it says le'olav l'shvu, since Hashem. Talking of Rabbanon, how do they learn pshat? Because Rabbanon and our mission say, lav daf Hashem, even kinuyim. In other words, it's a meman of shach. Here in the pasuk it says v'shama koil Allah. Kol Allah literally means a curse. How do I know that we're talking about a shvuah? So the Gemara said, I know shvuah because we have the pasuk. Yitan Hashem oisach li Allah v'lishvuah. Allah and shvuah are synonyms. And it says, Yitan Hashem.
So Allah is a kinui for Shvuah already.
It's kinui for Shvuah. And you have Hashem, which means Rabbi Nishlam. So, Frank to Yimari, it's Rabbi Mamanavshach. Igmir Xerishav, if they learn Allah from the Pasuk, Yitan Hashem, Uisach, Allah, Shvuah, Niboy Shem. So, just like over there, it says, Yitan Hashem. They should have to have Hashem over here too, Shem Amuch. Ilo Igmir Xerishav, they don't learn the Xerishav, all the Shvuah, Himen Allah. How do they even know that the word Allah means a Shvuah? Maybe it means a curse, and it doesn't mean a Shvuah. That you're not Glumanisanya. Allah in Allah el Lashon Shvuah. Here, B'Shama Koil Allah, it means Lashon Shvuah. How do I know? V'cheinu Oymer v'yishbi ha'koynes isha b'shvuah sa'Allah. Here it doesn't say the name of Hashem. Just v'yishbi ha'koynes isha b'shvuah sa'Allah. And therefore, just like there, the Allah is part of a Shvuah. Here too, Allah means Shvuah, and it doesn't say Hashem. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, you can go and even use a kinoi. You don't have to use the name of Hashem himself. Frey Timura, I don't like this drasha. Because it says, B'Shvuah Sa'Allah. So what's wrong? The previous Yitan Hashem Oisach Li Ola Vilishvur. So we said that these are synonyms. But here we're saying Shvuah Sa'ala. Hasa Shvuah Sa'ala Ksiv. It's mashma, the Ola has to be part of a Shvuah. In our case, it doesn't say Shvuah Sa'ala. It just says Vishama Koil Ola. So it's mashma that nothing to do with a Shvuah. Everyone know. Hachi Kama. The Pshat and the Brice is like Ola Ein Ola Ela Bishvuah. Anytime that you're referring to an Ola in the Torah, it means that it's got to be part of a Shvuah. That the Ola was not on its own. It's part and parcel of a broader Shvuah Sa'ala. So if you're Minayin Lasseis, skip the parentheses. Minayin Lasseis Shvuah She'ein Ima Ola, Ki Shvuah She'esh Ima Ola. We didn't require in our Mishnah that the Shvuah had an Ola attached to it. We just said a Shvuah with Hashem's name. But it wasn't Shvuah that if you guys are Mashbiah and you're telling lying false and you're lying, there's going to be a curse. That's not required.
It's like a couple type situation.
Okay. Says Zokti Yemura, how do we know that our Shvua over here is akin to a Shvua with an Allah? Now the problem the Gemara is asking is, it could have said Vishama Oil Allah. Why did it say Koil Allah? Vishama Allah, Vishama Koil. It's coming to tell you that you can have a Lashon of an Allah and you can have a Lashon of a Koil. What does that mean? Look at the Rashi, fourth line. Vishama Allah, Vishama Koil. Fifth line. Then have a Lemechta Vishama Allah. Since it could have said Shema, but it doesn't say it said Shema, Koil Allah, then you have a right at Shvuah. That Sheyesh Ba'oz, a Shvuah Sheyesh Ba'Allah, because of Koil Allah, that Koil is extra Yaseira, Lidrasha, Asa. It's coming to tell you that you can either use the Lashon Allah, or you can use the Lashon Shvuah. Any one of those things works. And that is an acceptable shvuah for purposes of shvuas. Right, just another three lines. I have another raya that Ola is a shvuah, not a raya from the Chumash, from the Torah, but a raya from Daniel, from Ksuvim. Shenemar, it says in Ksuvim that Nebuchadnezzar said to...
No, I said
to... Okay, fine. The next part will be from Ksuvim. Sorry. Nebuchadnezzar said to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, I'm appointing you to be king, but no merida. You better not make a merida against me, or otherwise the gates of heaven are going to open. And that Allah was a shvuah. How do I know Allah means a shvuah? Uksiv, that unfortunately Tzidkiyahu did make a merida. He did rebel eventually against Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv, v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad asher hishbiyoi be'lekim. He was mashbiyah. We don't find the Tanakh that he was Mishbiya. We do find that Vayavi Itai Ba'Allah, it's a Chasim and an Ola, and a Shvuah are synonymous, and therefore when our Pasuk said, Vishama Koil Ola, Ola means a Shvuah. Stop over here, boys. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha.